Welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can't solve. Greetings, beloved. This is Sister Glass, and I greet you on this Christmas Day. I pray that you have enjoyed a wonderful time in the presence of the Lord, perhaps with family and friends. We're never alone because Jesus is with us. And some folks at this time of year, loved ones have gone on to be with the Lord, but thank God for His presence. And I thought for today's broadcast, we might just review the familiar Christmas story found in the second chapter of Luke, verses 1 through 20. Just in case you may not have had time in this busy season to read it, let's just share the word of the Lord on the birth of Jesus. And I'd like to start reading in Luke, the second chapter, verses 1 through 5. And it came to pass in those days that there went out a decree from Caesar Augustus that all the world should be taxed. And this taxing was first made when Cyrenius was governor of Syria. And all went to be taxed, every one into his own city. And Joseph also went up from Galilee, out of the city of Nazareth, into Judea, unto the city of David, which is called Bethlehem, because he was of the house and lineage of David, to be taxed with Mary his espoused wife, being great with child. Here we see there was a preparation in fulfillment of the scripture for Jesus' birth in Bethlehem. God had foretold through the mouth of the prophet Micah that Christ, the King of Israel, was to be born in Bethlehem. In Micah 5:2, the word says, "But thou, Bethlehem Ephratah, though thou be little among the thousands of Judah, yet out of thee shall come forth unto me, that is to be ruler of Israel, whose goings forth have been from of old, from everlasting." And here we see, you know, sometimes we think circumstances are just by chance, but no, the decree of the Roman emperor actually helped in the fulfillment of God's word. And so our soul and our circumstances, beloved, are in the hand of God. He orchestrates, he coordinates the events of man. I'm sure you've probably heard the word history is really his story. Man thinks he's writing it, but actually the hand of God is in complete control. All right, let's go now on in verses 6 through 7. And so it was that while they were there, the days were accomplished that she should be delivered. And she brought forth her firstborn son and wrapped him in swaddling clothes and laid him in a manger because there was no room for them in the inn. Here we see the arrival of Jesus Christ the Lord. And it's interesting, from his very moment of birth, there was no room for him, no room at the inn. And that's strangely prophetic of the reception he was to have as the Savior of men, not only in the days that he walked upon the face of the earth, but even to this very point in time. What place does our Jesus have in politics, in business, in so-called society, in the home or in the heart? Like that inn in Bethlehem, so many today are already full. They've got their own plans, their own agenda. They don't want to hear anything about Jesus. They're seeking happiness and satisfaction in this life, which will provide nothing of lasting satisfaction. Matthew 8:20 says, "The Son of Man hath not where to lay his head." Jesus, we find in Revelation, he stands at the door and knocks. And when someone is willing to open the door of their heart, only then will he find a home, and he will gladly come in and sup and have fellowship, he and his Father. That's what Jesus said. Let's go on now to read verses 8 through 12. And there were in the same country shepherds abiding in the field, keeping watch over their flock by night. And lo, the angel of the Lord came upon them, and the glory of the Lord shone round about them. And they were sore afraid. And the angel said unto them, Fear not, for behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy, which shall be to all people. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, which is Christ the Lord. And this shall be a sign unto you. You shall find the babe wrapped in swaddling clothes, lying in a manger. Christ the Lord, praise God, it was heralded by the angel of the Lord and was accompanied by the glory of the Lord. Here, the gospel of the incarnation declaring good tidings of great joy. There were good tidings of the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ. He emptied himself to poverty that he might make us rich. Hear what the word of the Lord says in 2 Corinthians 8 and 9, For ye know the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, that though he was rich, yet for your sakes he became poor, that ye, through his poverty, might be rich. And now let me share verses 13 through 14 on the birth of Jesus in the Gospel of Luke. And there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly host praising God and saying, Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill toward men. If there was indifference among men on earth about the coming of the Son of God, there was no indifference in heaven. There is still joy in heaven over one sinner who repents and believes in the Lord Jesus. In the Luke, the 15th chapter, verse 7, these are the words of Jesus. He said, I say unto you that likewise joy shall be in heaven over one sinner that repenteth more than over 99 just persons which need no repentance. And here was the wonderful message of the good news, the glad tidings that Jesus was born, Emmanuel, God incarnate in the flesh, to redeem mankind, to return man unto the very heart of God. The angels were rejoicing. They were happy because of this tremendous grace and provision that the Father had provided. Hallelujah. Now verses 15 through 16, And it came to pass, as the angels were gone away from them into heaven, the shepherds said one to another, Let us now go even unto Bethlehem, and see this thing which is come to pass, which the Lord hath made known unto us. And they came with haste, and found Mary and Joseph, and the babe lying in a manger. Now we see the shepherds taking action. They were inquiring. They were following through with what the message they had received. And they represent, if you will, the working class, the humble among men, and those of low estate. That night Jesus was born. They were in the dark of sin and doubt, even as we are, until we come to Christ. But what happens? They got into the light, not because of their own efforts, but because of the will of God. The word tells us that we love him because he first loved us. And that same glorious light of the world that shone upon them will also shine upon all who will hear the word of truth. Now, what was their first response? They were full of fear. Well, light from heaven always unsettles or produces fear in the heart of the unconverted. Fear is the result of the guilt of sin. But they heard the gospel. This was a rare privilege to be preached by angels, And so what did they do? They obeyed the gospel in simplicity. They determined to see for themselves. The gospel is to be obeyed as well as to be believed. So they believed the word, then they acted upon it, and in so doing, they found the Savior, just as it was told to them. And instead of reasoning, instead of discussing it, they were simple men, and they said, let's go, let's see. Now, the word tells us to taste and see that the Lord is good. And beloved, you and I need to put the word of God to the test. Jesus said, Seek and ye shall find, knock and it shall be opened to you. If we determine in our hearts that we ought the reality of God, of all that he has for us, God will not turn away a true and sincere seeker after him. Praise God. Now, verse 17, they have a testimony. And when they had seen it, they made known abroad the saying which was told them concerning this child. What do we see? The shepherds believed, and therefore they spoke. And brothers and sisters, only those who have experienced the power of God's revealed truth can really effectively testify to others. It's something not just head knowledge, not just some logical information, but it's something that we must experience in a personal way. They may know the saying because it is a faithful one and worthy of acceptance. 1 Timothy 1:15 says, "This is a faithful saying and worthy of all acceptation, that Christ Jesus came into the world to save sinners." Praise God. And let me share now the final three verses of Luke, the second chapter, verses 18 through 20. Those last verses that I'll share with you. "And all they that heard it," now those were those who heard what the shepherds had shared, "wondered at those things which were told them by the shepherds. But Mary kept all these things and pondered them in her heart. And the shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all the things that they had heard and seen, as it was told unto them." Praise God. So what do we see? They received Jesus, they had a testimony, and they went back into their lives, if you will, rejoicing. And the same is true of us. Once we've truly found the Lord in our lives, we can have great joy in speaking of Him. And out of that fullness of joy, we just can't help but glorify and praise Him. Beloved, if the gospel is not tidings of great joy to us, it's clear we've never believed it yet. But as the shepherds, if we will hear, if we'll believe, if we'll obey, if we'll receive, if we'll testify, then we can rejoice. It says they returned praising God to their daily lives and work, but they had a new vision before their souls and a new power in their lives. And the same is true for all who will believe and accept Christ the Savior. Well, beloved, thank you for joining me today. I wish you and yours a most blessed Christmas season, and that the Prince of Peace will dwell in your heart, giving you joy and hope for your future. God bless you. Merry Christmas. And until next time, this is Sister Glass saying, may God's best forever be yours, is my prayer.
Well, this has been the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Sister Glass. Thank you for spending time with us. We pray it's been a time of ministry and encouragement for you. If you would like to write to Sister Glass, there are a couple of ways you can do so. You can write and address your envelope to Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code, or visit our website, unveiledchrist.org, and drop Sister Glass an email. Again, write to Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho, 83606, or send her an email through our website, unveiledchrist.org. And please remember that your prayers and tax-deductible support allow this ministry to continue on this station. Until next time, God bless.
Oh,